5. Sociology.
The idea of race. Centuries of conventional wisdom held that human beings could be divided into races that have a basis in the science of biology. Yet early usage of the word race did not assume any biological foundation. As its definition changed over time, however, it eventually claimed a scientific foundation. When the word race first entered the English language, it had a meaning quite different from its more current association. Race simply denoted a group of people who shared an identity. The human race included all human beings. The term could also identify people who shared a national interest, as in the Czech race or the Brazilian race. It also referred to a way of life, such as a race of hunter-gatherers. Explorations in the 16th and 17th centuries affected the definition of race. These journeys brought Europeans into contact with cultures quite different from their own. The people they encountered were also noticeably different in physical characteristics. It was during this time of European conquest and colonization that racial categories became defined by physical appearance. At the same time, science was evolving, and attempts were made to measure racial differences. As people were racially categorized by their physical attributes such as skin color, head shape, and hair texture, another important idea associated with race developed. A racial worldview assumed that each race had its own behavioral and physical traits that were passed on from parents to children. These traits could therefore be used to distinguish each race. Three commonly used categories were Caucasoid, Mongoloid, and Negroid. A mid-19th century treatise, Essay on the Inequality of the Human Races, lent further support to the idea that race was a biological explanation for human differences that could thus be legitimately used to rank human beings. As the 20th century dawned, the idea behind the concept of race, that humans could be readily divided into biologically determined races, was widely accepted. However, scientists found it increasingly difficult to actually measure those biological determinants. As genetic studies in the late 20th century were to confirm, the reason was simple. Races have no biological foundation. There is no race gene. It turns out that so-called races are neither based on biology nor definable in a scientific manner. Today, sociologists and other scientists recognize that race is a cultural construct. It identifies a group that shares some visible physical traits, as well as some cultural and historical experiences.